This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The King of Saudi Arabia has met with the head of the CIA in Riyadh. The official Saudi press agency did not disclose details of the meeting, but it came just over a year after the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The meeting also took place shortly after two former Twitter employees and a third man from Saudi Arabia were charged in the U.S. with spying on Twitter users who criticized the royal family of Saudi Arabia. One of Vice President Mike Pence's aides is talking to impeachment investigators as the probe's closed-door phase wraps up. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House. We'll have that story for you in the next few minutes. France's leader laments what he calls NATO's brain death due to a perceived absence of the U.S. That's French President Emmanuel Macron. Sudan's Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition is urging the country's government to hand over former President Omar al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The coalition played a key role in Bashir's ouster last April. A top coalition official is asking the judiciary to start the process to transfer Bashir to the ICC to face charges of war crimes. He's accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity allegedly committed in Sudan's Darfur region. And a New York State judge has ordered President Donald Trump to pay $2 million to a number of charities to settle a lawsuit alleging his Trump Foundation was used to help